members? On that motion, all in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. The motion prevails, and the Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Prayer by the chaplain. Today's chaplain is Reverend Richard Buller from Valley Community Presbyterian Church in Golden Valley.
Let us pray. Loving Creator, as we center ourselves for this moment, I ask you to use your dynamic power to inspire this Senate today with transcending vision and far-reaching goals. While they focus on the honest issues facing the people of Minnesota, keep them as practical and level-headed as our citizens, O God. With your help, enlighten them to assess accurately our state's resources and yet be honest enough to admit our limitations. Prevent them, O God, from pursuing dysfunctional endeavors or from being distracted by unnecessary anxieties. Shape this assembly into a body of diverse ideas, O God, which can solve any problem with a variety of approaches until a fitting solution can be brought to bear lasting goodness for your people. This we ask, O God, calling upon your almighty name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
Thank you very much.
All right, good job.
Thank you.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreith, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fishbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Hand, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingerbertson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Resk, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Spark, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Opposed say nay. The motion prevails. Then Michelle Flipper. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. They are printed in today's Senate agenda. Second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills.
They are printed in the agenda?
Yep. They are printed in the agenda.
Second reading.
Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There are two changes. They are printed in Senate bill introductions. Change on page one.
They need to say what they are. To
it will be referred to the Committee on Local Government and Elections. And page three, referred to committee. Oh, I'm sorry, Senate file 2447, referred to Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. And two to be read. The Secretary will read.
Senator Limmer introduces Senate file number 2464, a bill for an act relating to public safety.
It will be referred to Judiciary and Public Safety.
Secretary
will read the next.
Senator Thompson introduces Senate file number 2465, a bill for an act relating to workers' compensation.
It will be referred to Jobs and Economic Growth.
First reading.
Ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. We'll take them as one motion. They are printed in today's Senate agenda.
On that motion,
all those in favor say aye. Opposed say nay. Motion prevails. I will now call on Senator Roebling.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate file number 2121, number 48 on general orders, be stricken and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Any discussion?
Mr. President, this bill was heard in the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee because it asked that fiscal notes be classified as private data until the author of the bill introduces the bill. This is something that I would like to have the Finance Committee take a look at.
And Senator Roebling, have you spoke to both committee chairs? And they both acknowledge?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. And the motion prevails. Thirteenth order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, excused absences, Senator Stumpf, Magnus, Latz, and Pappas, and Cohen all day. Senator Sharon. Announcement of sense of
announcements, yes. Thank you. I just want to remind everybody in the Senate and the staff that the Cancer Prevention Survey and Research Project is being initiated today. It's organized in the Capitol to honor former Senator Scheid, who was a part of our group, and after 6 years of struggling with ovarian cancer, left our Senate. But she was always committed to finding ways through the legislature to help support families that are struggling with cancer. And she was committed to research, which this project is. It's a cancer prevention study. It'll be a national study. We're asking all of you who are under the age of 65 and have not had a cancer diagnosis to participate. You can sign up in the center of the Capitol here today. We really need you to participate in this long-term study and take advantage of the opportunity to learn from us and help the young people in the future. So thank you for the opportunity to announce that.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Actually, that was my announcement. So I will just encourage you to spend a few minutes in the rotunda, sign up for the CP3 study. It truly is how we are going to beat this disease. The CP1 study found the link between cigarettes and lung cancer. We're not sure what this one will find. Spend a few minutes, sign up, and be part of the solution.
Other announcements of Senate interest? Senator Senjum.
Mr. President, the business of the Senate now being concluded, I would move that we adjourn until Thursday, March 15th at 11 o'clock.
Okay. On Senator Senjum's motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion prevails. Senate is adjourned.